Hare Krishna. So Krishna spoke a very important section from Shloka number 36 to 42 about the lust, the aspect of lust, the greatest enemy. Now Krishna is going to end this section and the chapter number 3, with this last verse which concludes or summarizes the section of lust. So let's see Shloka number 43. एवं बुद्धेः परं बुद्ध्वा संस्तभ्यात्मानम् आत्मना जहि शत्रुं महाबाहो कामरूपं दुरासदम्। सो हियर कृष्ण इज सेइंग एवं दस इज कंक्लूडिंग राइट सो आफ्टर स्पीकिंग सो मेनी थिंग्स ही सेज दस ही इज गोइंग टू गिव अ कंक्लूजन व्हाट ही सेज बुद्धेः परं बुद्ध्वा He's saying Buddha. He's saying, know this. What to know? Knowing this, Buddhe Param, intelligence, or sorry, the soul, spirit soul, is greater than the intelligence. Now, in the previous shloka, we had seen that the sense objects are there, and greater than sense objects are senses. And greater than senses is the mind, and greater than the mind is the intelligence, and greater than the intelligence is the soul. So now, when Krishna is saying that soul is greater than the intelligence. So it also means the soul is greater than the intelligence, mind and senses. And then Krishna here, he continues. He says, samstabhya, samstabhya. So he's saying that make it steady. Make what steady? Atmanam, atmana, atmanam, atmanam here. It refers to the mind and Atmana refers to the intelligence. So what is he saying? That you make your mind steady by deliberate spiritual intelligence. And then he says, Jahi Shatrum Mahabaho, O Mahabaho, O mighty armed one, Jahi Shatru, conquer this enemy, that is lust. And then he continues, he says, Kama Rupam Durasadam, whom to conquer? Kama Rupam Durasadam, the formidable enemy. That is kama rupa, that is lust. So in this way here Krishna is saying that by spiritual intelligence, steady your mind and conquer the lust. So let's discuss the shloka. Firstly here Prabhupada uses the word mahabaho, sorry, the shloka says mahabaho. So this mahabaho word, why is it used here? Krishna is telling Arjun, oh mahabaho, O mighty armed one, see, conquering the lust is difficult, but you are strong, you can conquer. Go ahead and conquer lust. So this is what is told here. And then, here the purport starts saying, knowing oneself as the eternal servitor of Supreme Personality of Godhead, without considering impersonal voidness, the ultimate end. So the conclusion is what? We need to understand that we are eternal servant of whom? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. Not of something impersonal, something void. So in this way, one thing is very clear, that we are servants of a person, not of something which is impersonal or formless. And then he says, in the material existence of life, one is certainly influenced by propensities for lust and desire for dominating the resources of material nature. Desire for overlording and for sense gratification is the greatest enemy of the conditioned soul. See, we are here in this world for a purpose. But then, instead of looking at the purpose, the living entity, especially human beings, are busy what? Busy doing exploiting the material nature. For what? For one's own sense gratification. For fulfilling one's own lusty desire. It's a very important thing to understand that we are here for a purpose, and that purpose is to attain perfection of human form of life. But then, unfortunately, due to our past samskara, the tendency of enjoyment, which is so much, that impels the person, those lusty desires just pulls the person to do sense gratification, that is exploit this material nature. And this is the reason why we are stuck in the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. This is the reason why we are suffering in this material world. We are Sachidananda. We are full of knowledge. We are eternal. And Ananda, no, we are always blissful. That's our original nature. But then, since we are stuck in this world, which is Dukkhalayam and Ashashvatam, we are having that incompatibility issue and we are suffering like anything. Just imagine, we are eternal, this place is temporary. We are full of bliss, this place is Dukkhalayam. So how there will be any compatibility? So instead of exploiting the material nature, the living entities, especially human beings, have to understand that we are here for a purpose and we have to fulfill the purpose of human form of life, that is break the cycle of birth and death and go back home back to Godhead. So this is what is a very, very, very important business that a human being has in this material world. Then Prabhupada is saying, but by the strength of Krishna consciousness, one can control the material senses, the mind and the intelligence. The glories of Krishna consciousness, the glories of bhakti is unending, unlimited. Just by practicing bhakti, a person can conquer at all levels different entities. So what are the different entities? Senses, mind, intelligence. So just by practicing bhakti, a person can conquer senses, then he can conquer the mind, he can conquer the intelligence. The only thing that we have to do is engage all the three in service of Krishna. We have got various senses in our body. We have to use that in service of Krishna. Like for example, we have got this tongue. This tongue is meant to vibrate. We speak through with the help of this tongue. So what are we supposed to use this tongue for? Only for one reason. Speak about Krishna, speak the glories of Krishna, preach the message of Krishna. And also another thing, the tongue tastes, right? It is also meant to taste. So we have to honor only prasadam, the spiritualized food that is offered to Krishna. Yes. So tongue is meant for that, to taste prasad, Krishna prasad. So in this way, tongue has to be engaged. Ears have to be engaged in hearing about Krishna, hearing the holy name of the Lord. Eyes have to be engaged in seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. Nose have to be engaged in what? In smelling the flowers offered to the Lord, smelling the tulsi offered to the Lord. And these hands and legs and the entire body has to be used in service of the Lord. What about the mind? Mind's function is thinking, feeling and willing. So we have to engage that to think about Krishna, feel about Krishna and to will in service of Krishna, for service of Krishna. So this is how we can engage the mind and intelligence. Intelligence has to be used to understand the Shastra. Wonderful Shastras are given to us, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Wonderful philosophy is there where we have to use our intelligence to understand what is what. So we have to use the intelligence like that. And also use the intelligence to plan for various preaching activities. We have to get more and more innovative ways to give this message of Krishna consciousness to others. So in this way, senses, mind and intelligence, when they are engaged in service of Krishna, we can easily capture the enemy, lust, who is sitting in these three places. And then it is said, one may not give up work and prescribed duties all of a sudden. So it's not recommended that give up work all of a sudden. But by gradually developing Krishna consciousness, one can be situated in a transcendental position without being influenced by the material senses and the mind, by steady intelligence directed towards one's pure identity. So it's not about, oh, I have to give up everything and then I have to do something in spiritual life. It's all about engaging. It's all about engaging the things those are given to us, the senses and the various things which we have. Everything has to be used in service of Krishna. Kaya, vacha, manasa. Kaya means the body, vacha means the speech, and manasa means the mind. So all the three have to be engaged in service of Krishna using the entire body. So in this way, we have to use everything in service of Krishna, and when we do that, automatically we elevate on the platform of transcendence from the lowest gross material platform. So it's not that only when, you know, we leave the possessions, we leave people and things like that and go into some secluded place, we'll be able to attain the transcendental platform. There we might or we might not be able to, but when it comes to Krishna consciousness, when it comes to bhakti, when it comes to engaging the senses in service of Krishna, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate, using all the Rishika, all the senses, in service of Rishikesha, the controller of senses, Rishikesha controls or helps to control our senses, mind and intelligence, and the person easily, without much endeavor, comes to the highest platform of transcendence. That's what is given here. In the immature stage of material existence, philosophical speculation and artificial attempts to control the senses by the so-called practice of yogic posture can never help a man towards spiritual life. He must be trained in Krishna consciousness by higher intelligence. See, it's very clear. How much philosophical speculation we will do? Firstly, we don't have time for doing all that. And even if we sit for doing that, we don't have that capacity to keep on going on speculating. And tell me, what is the guarantee that we will come to the right conclusion? So, that is out. And when it comes to yogic postures, how long can we keep doing that? And for that, a lot of purification is needed, purification of heart. If that is not there, if purification of heart is not there, what is the use of doing any yogic posture? Max to max, this gross body, that will be maintained a bit healthier. But then we will not get any spiritual realization. So for that, we need training in Krishna consciousness, higher training in Krishna consciousness. In Prabhupada's words, Prabhupada says, trained in Krishna consciousness by higher intelligence. So this training is needed by which we can intensely practice devotional service and attain the highest perfection. So in this way, Krishna very beautifully, he ends the entire chapter and the section on lust by saying that use your spiritual intelligence to conquer the formidable enemy called lust. So in this way, Krishna has ended this chapter and is going to start the next chapter. So still now he has glorified transcendental knowledge. And now the next chapter, he further glorifies the transcendental knowledge. So now we have seen shloka by shloka. Now let's see entire third chapter at one go in the next video. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.